Next on Northwestern Outdoors Radio, we're taking you to the northern Oregon coast. Our destination is the Garibaldi Marina. We're talking to Valerie Folkma there. Valerie, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, John, and thanks for having me.
So let's dive right into it. How's the salmon fishing been in Tillamook Bay?
You know, we have seen fish every day. And when folks want to weigh their fish, we're seeing 25 to 30, maybe 34 pounders. And it looks like they're the trout fish that are coming in first. After this last bit of rain, we'll see what the pressure is like from today if we're going to see any Tillamook or Wilson fish. But while it's been a little slow, being that it's already end of September, we haven't had much rain, and everything seems to be late, like including the, you might know, the Nehalem late summer, early fall fishery. They came late. So it's, I think these fish are just going to take their time, and the fish are awfully bright, meaning that they're new fish. They're not fish who've been hanging about out there. They're white-bellied with full of sea lice. So,
how are folks catching them, Val?
For the most part in our area, they're still eating, so they're doing plug-cut herring, not a lot of hardware. Some folks might be using some downriggers outside and whatnot, but it's further up the bay that we'll see people using hardware.
Now, a smart angler who's going out in Tillamook Bay is not only going to go salmon fishing, but they're going to drop some crab rings or crab pots along the way. How's the crabbing been for those tasty Dungeness?
Those smart anglers have been very successful, and including with our rental boats, recreational boats who don't go in the ocean are not fishing for salmon. But yes, many folks who are fishing for salmon are dropping their pots outside. The ocean's been kind of big the last couple of days, and it's just now laid down. So I'm sure folks that have left them out there are picking them up. But I would say limits for boat. If not, they're either novice or they've chosen not to take more than 12 to 18 in that regard. And they're hard shell, much different quality than in July.
Glad to hear. Last but not least, you mentioned briefly the boat rentals. People can rent boats from you. Let's talk about what kind of boats they are. And they can use them not just for crabbing, because you do crab ring rentals, and you also have crab bait that you'll sell folks. But people can fish out of them too, can't they?
You know, over the 28 years we've had the marina, John, it's been great, because especially first-timers, but even those folks who are very skilled at what they do, they'll rental boats for 3 or 4 days in a row in the fall fishery, sometimes in the spring fishery, but in the fall in particular in the Ghost Hole. They're 16-foot Valcos with 8-horsepower Hondas on them, so they troll really nice, and they fish really well. And our rental boats have been very successful over the course of my experience here, and it's lots of fun to both see them go out, you know, whack a fish, and then have a great story to tell.
So, Val, when it comes to renting these boats, is this something people need to call in advance for, or can they just show up at the marina and have an expectation that they're going to be able to get a boat and some crab rings?
You know, unfortunately, it'd be great if it could be spontaneous, but given the tides of Tillamook Bay, the best time to fish, reservations with our boats are required, and we then let folks know what to expect, the window of opportunity that's best to go, and then we go from there.
All right, and before we let you go, let's talk about how much time folks have to enjoy, A, the salmon fishing, and B, the crabbing. Is this going to last through the month of October?
You know, from what I can tell, and the things that we're looking at on the forecast that Jeff and I both look at from the marine side of it, if we don't see a lot of rain between now and the middle of October, this fishery is probably going to stretch out till the end of November easily. Crabbing is the same kind of thing. If there's too much fresh water, they tend to not feed, if you will. They'll dig in, and they aren't going to go anywhere but wait for that salt water to come back. So that being said, I think that till the end of October, 1st of November, is pretty traditional, but this year looks like it's going to be a little later.
All right. Well, folks, that means you've got a little bit of time. If you want to take a trip to what they call the Tillamook Coast, and specifically to Garibaldi Marina, where you can rent a boat for a day or two and go crabbing, go fishing, come back home with a whole bunch of salmon and a whole bunch of Dungeness crab. The website to find out more is GaribaldiMarina.com. That's GaribaldiMarina.com. Val and her husband, Jeff, will be happy to help you out when you get there. Val, thanks for taking the time to tell us all about this on Northwestern Outdoors Radio.
Thank you so much, John. And everybody be safe, and we'll be seeing you.